The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground. The great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. Two pieces of very good news to share today. One is that after last Sunday and the embarrassing loss by the Chiefs, there's no more football today. So you don't have to watch that or worry about how sad they're going to make you today. Oh, that's just for me. But the second piece of good news is that in just about 2 weeks, we'll have Quilt Bingo. It's a great fundraiser for our parish and our school to help support us, and a great way to share the joy of our faith, to maybe have a chance to win some prizes and enjoy some food. Hopefully we're excited about that. But just a few days after Quilt Bingo, that Wednesday following Quilt Bingo, so just in about 2.5 weeks, is Ash Wednesday, the start of Lent, which is also good news, right? We're as excited about Ash Wednesday as we are about Quilt Bingo. Usually not as much excitement about the start of Lent. I think we usually think of Lent as a difficult time. We have to sacrifice something. We have to give something up. We have to do something that's very hard, which is true. I don't think the point of Lent is just to do difficult things. It's not just a time of suffering or kind of hardening ourselves to spiritual practices and disciplines. Instead, what Lent is meant to do for us every year is exactly what the first reading and the gospel are talking about. It's meant to help us to take our roots much deeper. That we're not just like the plant that is there when rain comes down from the earth and we feel the sun that we can grow, but that regardless of the circumstances of our life, we're free to receive God's goodness and to love others. That like we heard in the first reading, that we become like the tree planted beside running waters, echoing those words of Psalm 1, which we heard in the responsorial psalm. It stretches out its roots. It doesn't fear the heat or the drought, but instead it can always grow and bear fruit. In a way, it's always ready for the changing of seasons. It's always ready for the hot or the cold. It's always ready for more rain or less rain. And you could say that it's free to do its tree thing. It's free to be a tree because it has these deep roots. But if those roots weren't as deep, it would not be free to bear fruit. It would not be able to do that because it would be dependent on what it's receiving at that moment. I actually think that's what the Beatitudes are pointing us towards. I actually think that's the freedom that Lent is designed to help us to have. That in the Beatitudes, Jesus isn't saying you either belong to one group or the other. You're either in the blessed group that's poor and hungry and weeping, or you're part of the woeful group that has riches and isn't hungry and is laughing now. Instead, I think Jesus wants his disciples to know, and that's why he refers to it not generically as he does in Matthew, right? In Matthew, it's blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek. But in Luke, he addresses the disciples directly. Blessed are you who are now hungry. Blessed are you who are weeping. The reason he does that is because he wants us to know that there's always going to be times in our life that we're part of either group. There's going to be times that we are poor. We don't have as much materially as we would like or we think that we need. There's going to be times that we're hungry. They're physically hungry or desiring something more in our lives. But there's also going to be times that we are rich, that we're filled, that we have enough in the moment. So I don't think Jesus is trying to say, dissect this and see which group you're in to see if you're blessed or not. Instead, he wants his disciples to know that you have to be ready for both situations. You have to be ready and be able to be free in the times that you're poor and hungry and weeping. But also in the times that you're filled and rich and laughing. You want to be free in those moments, not to be a prisoner of the moment, not just to receive that, but to have deep roots. To be able to be free to receive God's goodness in those moments and share it with others. Brothers and sisters, I think that's the good news of Lent starting in 2.5 weeks, is that when we sacrifice, when we increase our daily prayer, when we enter into the wilderness with Jesus for those 40 days, it's meant to help us to be free. Not just free to do whatever we wish, not just free to do the things of the world, but free to become like Christ. Free to receive his goodness when we have the things of the world, but also to receive God's goodness and his love when we're poor and hungry. To be able to love the people around us, whether that be our family or our friends or strangers. We're able to do that when we're filled and have enough, and when we don't think we have enough. The reason we discipline ourselves, we kind of take things away during Lent, is because we know that those times are going to come regardless. There's not always going to be times that we're filled and there is an abundance. And so in a way, Lent is meant to help us take those roots deeper, to help us to be ready for the times when we feel like it's a time of drought or that we're going through hunger or poverty. That we're ready for those moments, and in our freedom, we can still be like Christ. That might seem a little far off. That might seem difficult to comprehend with our own experiences of Lent. But I think another story in the Gospel of Luke helps to highlight this. It's actually the story we used at the beginning of our stewardship renewal, the story of the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan is only in the Gospel of Luke, which we have for today's reading of the Beatitudes. It's actually just a few chapters later than this. It's in Luke chapter 10. This is in the middle of Luke chapter 6. And I think the story of the Good Samaritan helps to highlight what Jesus really means by being poor and hungry and weeping, or those that are being insulted or excluded. Because in that story, it's not about the man that gets beat up and is left on the side of the road. Jesus isn't saying that we should go out and be like that person. Well, and try to be poor and make sure somebody beats you up and leaves you for dead. Instead, the point of that story is to say, can you be like the Samaritan? Because there's others that pass by that seem more religious, that seem like they should know what to do and how to care for this man. And yet, for whatever reason, I think Jesus intentionally leaves it vague. He doesn't tell us why. But for whatever reason, those people weren't free to love the man in that moment. They weren't free. They weren't able to be like Christ in that moment. And in some ways, it doesn't really matter why. The invitation is just to say, how can I be like the Samaritan? How can I be like the one that was blessed because he knew in his poverty and hunger, and even when he was weeping, that he could know God's goodness and share it with others? That even when he couldn't stay there personally and take care of him, he left him in the inn with a little bit of money to make sure that he would be provided for. That the Good Samaritan is the one that is blessed in that story. He's the one that we are called to be like, to live this life of beatitude. He's the one that's free to be like Christ in that moment. Brothers and sisters, I think the invitation from Jesus is the same for us today. It's to use every day, but especially this upcoming season of Lent, to grow in that sense of freedom. To maybe put ourselves in situations where we feel poor or hungry or sad or excluded from others. We freely choose those during the season of Lent, not as a form of punishment or suffering, but as a way to say, God, I want to learn how to be like you even in these moments. I want to know how to rely on you and your goodness when the things of the world don't seem to provide for me. Because if I can learn to do that through Lent, then I can be free to love others generously. I can be free to be like the Good Samaritan always. I can be like that tree planted beside running waters. That's not affected by the changings of seasons. It's not affected by the circumstances of my life or how good or bad things seem to be right now. Instead, I'm free to always have that life-giving grace of God our Father. Always free to receive that, not assuming that the circumstances of my life show how God loves me or doesn't care for me. Instead, by receiving that love, always being able to love like the Good Samaritan, seeing the needs of others and freely filling them out of what I have. Brothers and sisters, let us pray that we can use these next couple weeks as we lead into the season of Lent to prepare well, to think about what sacrifice or prayer you can start to do during the season of Lent, not just as a sacrifice, but as a way to grow in that freedom. Be able to say, God, I want to be that tree that's planted beside running waters. I want to have deep roots that stretch into your life-giving grace. I want to be free to be your disciple always. Not just when I'm rich or filled or joyful, but that no matter what's happening around me, I can know your goodness and love. I can be your disciple freely and experience your joy in this life and be led to the full encounter of your goodness and love in the heavenly kingdom.